Namaskaram. Today let me talk about one realization and the positive effects of that realization. If we all understand that Atmans are all equal, no one is inferior or superior to the other. Bhagavan, the omnipresent Almighty, dwells in every Atma equally. So this revelation on equanimity, on equality, gives a lot of positive effect in us. Let me list a few. I feel very confident. I am not diffident. I don't get dejected, as I know that every Atman is equal. Whether I am born as a male or a female, rich or poor, well learned or the ignorant, I feel confident. As all these differences crop up owing to this body and they are not found in the released soul, Mukta Jiva. So all souls, Jivatman, are equal. That makes me confident. At the same time, I abstain from being arrogant or offensive. When everyone is equal, how can I disrespect or be arrogant towards someone else? How can I offend someone else? So see the effect of this knowledge. One way, it makes me confident. As everyone is equal, I am not inferior. The other side of the coin is, as I am not inferior, I am not superior too. So I can't be arrogant towards anyone. Secondly, I realize that I am his belonging. I am his, Bhagavan's property. If I am the servant of a master, then I should make all effort, go all out to please my master. All my actions are focused towards him and making him happy. So that makes me work a lot, toil a lot, and achieve more and more. People want to achieve more. I would also achieve more because I am so wanting to make him happy. At the same time, since I am his belonging, I can't have attachment to this world. Owner can have attachment to his property, but the property per se cannot have attachment. I am the property of Bhagavan, so I can put all my efforts to please him, but cannot have attachment. So I dispel raga. Earlier I told you that I am confident, I don't fear anyone. That is removing bhayam. Now I talked about raga, attachment. There is a common belief that all spiritual people, they don't put in all out efforts because they talk about detachment. If you are not attached, then you cannot achieve anything. It's a wrong notion. I realize that I am his belonging, so I go all out to please him. Since I am his belonging, I cannot have attachment on anything else. I can be attached only to him. One more. Krodha, kopam, anger. While we debate, we get angry. Who would be furious? Who would yell while on a debate? One who has no subject, who has fell short of material to talk, he only starts shouting. I debate a lot, days together and months together, but I don't disrespect anybody in the debate. Why so? I am here to establish the command of Brahman. It is his command. It's going to be his victory, not mine. If I think that the victory is mine, then with pomp and splendor, I disrespect someone else. But when I think the victory belongs to my master, then I go on and on debating and establishing his supremacy. There is nothing for me to establish for myself. This thought itself doesn't allow me to disrespect others. Envious, jealousy. I am jealous, but I am not jealous. How? Vidya and Guna. There are four aspects. We have to treat them differently. Education, spiritual knowledge, Vidya. Guna, good qualities. When you see someone who is superior to you in education, in wisdom, and in his attributes, you can be envious of him, try to become equal to him. But at the same time, when you see someone who is wealthier than you, whose standard of his living is much better than you, then don't be jealous of him. This is because Bhagavan is my wealth. This is not my wealth. This realization makes you go smooth on all those who are superior to you in wealth and standard of living. Lastly, I am proud of myself. I am proud of my birth and my relatives. But I am not egoistic about my birth, my education, or anyone else, because I myself am his belonging. Since I belong to him, I am so proud that I am his. As I belong to him, everybody else, they all belong to him. So I can't have ego. I can't disrespect anyone. When I think that I am his, then I become very responsible and accountable. I am his, and he is not an ordinary person. If I am related to someone who is a great personality, then I am more responsible and accountable. At the same time, I don't claim any right because I belong to him. What is there in claiming rights? Better to claim responsibility and accountability. So these spiritual realizations makes you confident but not arrogant. It makes you go all out to put in your effort and please him, but you don't get attached to anything. You can debate and establish him for hours together, but you don't disrespect anyone. You are jealous of good qualities and spiritual wisdom, but not jealous of wealth and standard of living. I am proud of myself, but not egoistic on the other hand. I don't claim anything as my right, but I owe responsibility and accountability. See the usefulness of spirituality. Let us know more about it.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-32-19021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.